Welcome back to another episode of the Detached Podcast. This is your host, Sophia Delavari, which I'm pretty sure you already know. If you are an avid listener, I just want to say a huge thank you for always listening, as it is growing my channel more than you know, and I really appreciate your time and efforts as well to show up, listen. And there is something so hidden that you don't actually see from actively listening to a podcast. So today's episode, I just want to explore the valuable asset of time, because time is the most valuable asset that you cannot exchange or return or get more of. And I think it's really important for you to actually respect your own time, respect others' time as well. And that's why I just want to say I'm very grateful for you listening today. So, time. Time is something that we will never get enough of, and we all have a set amount of time in our lives where we can't actually enhance or grow or add on valuable amounts of time to our day. We all have a set amount of hours per day, and how we spend that is entirely up to us, but sometimes our responsibilities of life impact how we spend our time. Now, how we manage our time can be incredibly useful. It can be useful in terms of our productivity. It can be useful to our success and our future. But if we're passively overlooking how we spend our time and understand how much time it takes to do tasks that are going to enhance our goals in life, then before we know it, our time becomes useless. So I think it's really important to get quite refined on how we spend our time, how much time it takes per task that you actually do within your day. So often I used to ask this to clients, where they would set a numerous amount of goals per day, or even a to-do list. Even myself, I set a to-do list, and it might be the length of my arm, but how often do you set a to-do list and you actually consider how much time it would take per task that you have jotted down on a piece of paper? How often do you actually think about how much time it would take per task? And most people don't think about this, and they actually get hugely disappointed when they don't complete tasks throughout a day. So I think that's something to really understand as well, especially when it comes to high achievers, where they get very disappointed when they don't get to tick off their whole to-do list. But in reality, their to-do list wouldn't have been applicable within the 24 hours in the day that they wanted to achieve these goals. So one little rule of thought: next time you're setting a to-do list, set how much time it's going to take per task, and whether you're being actually real with yourself in terms of how your day will roll with how long each task takes. Now, to get back to time, I've noticed where the older I've gotten, the more knowledge I have, the more experience I have through life, the more refined I'm getting with my time, who I spend it with. And this is not selfish. This is actually giving back to myself in terms of how I want to allocate my time, because how I allocate my time and how I use my time is an effect of how conducive and how great I spend my time with others, I would say. I'm trying to think of a word that I can use to articulate to actually portray what I mean by this, because I think when I spend my time personally and effectively with others, the people I love the most, they get the best version of me, and I can be the best version for them as well, in terms of when I need to be a good listener for them. And when any of my friends or family ever ask for advice, for sure, I can give them the best response as possible. And I can be the best human being as well, in terms of interactions, and my mood is enhanced when I spend my time doing the things that I really love to do, and I feel very fulfilled. So I think sometimes when people get the worst version of you, I think it's a result of how you've spent your time throughout the day. So if you ever have days where you feel like you're spending your time on worthless shit, how's your overall mood on those days? When you think of days where you're full of energy and you're full of excitement, normally it's when you are in your most creative state. You're in your highest state of purpose, where you feel like your day has been purposeful. You will be exhilarating. You'll feel exhilarated. And I think that's when we spend our time wisely. However, sometimes we have days where we can't control our time and how it's spent with others because our environment doesn't suit that, and our responsibilities doesn't allow us to spend our time the way we would like to spend it. And that's life. That's life. We can't control everything, and not everything should be controlled, because I think sometimes you need to let go. You need to let life happen. And opportunities will always arise, and it's depending on how you will spend your time in the future with these opportunities will depend on the experience you have throughout life. And when it comes to time, I want you to understand that when we say we don't have enough time, I think a lot of the time when we say this, it's because we haven't been consistently productive with how we spend our time. And I think when you take a bird's eye look on your day and where you've allocated your time on a regular basis, from the minute you wake up to the moment you go to bed, if you were to set an hourly time frame and understand what you've been doing for each hour of the day, you will understand that you can actually give back more time to yourself doing the things that you need to do. For an example, they say an average person on a daily basis spends 2 hours, 25 minutes on social media per day. Now, I want you to understand the most valuable person in your life right now. That's outside of you, because I think you are the most valuable person within your life, because you are the person who allows you to have this human experience and how you visualize things and how you respond to things. However, I want you to think of the most valuable person within your life that you admire, the person you have learned the most from, and the person you run to when life sucks. I want you to ask the question, do you spend 2 hours, 25 minutes per day speaking to that person? Now, I know I don't. And we are willing to give that amount of time to social media per day. Now, I know not everyone who's listening may go on social media for this long per day, but I want you to understand that a lot of the time, we do have time. We are just not disciplined enough with our time. And I know life doesn't need to be so disciplined, but there is ways that we can prioritize the things that enhance our life, like how we spend our time, how we listen to others as well. And to go outside the realm of time, I think the amount of time we allocate for us to do a certain thing, to do a certain task, and if we be really rigid with how long it will take for us to produce something, and if we create an urgency around it, we get things done. But if there's no urgency around time, and if we live through life thinking that we have an endless amount of time, we will never actually get things done. So, before I go, this was just a little nugget of about how time is the most valuable asset, and you have the reins on your own time. So this is just a reminder of how you spend your time with others will be a reflection of how you respect your own time. So if you're disrespecting how you spend your time, you need to respect how you spend your time to have others respect your own time, if that even makes sense. But anyway, I have done this for, I would say, I've respected my own time since I've gone on my own entrepreneurial journey. And the reason why I had to become very refined with my time was because I realized I didn't have enough hours in the day for what I wanted to achieve. So I had to get very structured with how I spent my time. And I realized how I spend my time is entirely up to me, and that allowing people to take my time was my responsibility. So you are responsible for how you spend your time. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I would love for you to hear, to obviously drop me a message, tell me some feedback. And I would love for you to, yeah, just tell me what you thought. What was your biggest takeaway from this podcast? And what would you like to hear next as well? And what would you like us to discuss on the Detached podcast? But anyway, again, thank you so much for your time, because I know your time is so valuable. And again, thanks for listening. And if you felt this was a valuable episode, please subscribe, share, and drop the podcast a rating. But guys, spend your time wisely, because it's the most valuable asset you have. Take care. Bye-bye.